Go on then, Mum. Set us in. Set the tale.
Am I on?
You're on. Get us involved.
I don't know how I can top last week's with Daryl.
It was good, wasn't it?
I feel like I should hang my mic up.
No, definitely
take
not.
Take it on full time.
I both hate the fact of running a podcast and then us having to. Well, I love having different people on the podcast. I also hate not having you on the podcast.
Oh, that's sweet.
But I also love it at the same time because I feel like there's a gap in between. So then we have even more to talk about, because I don't know if you're aware, ladies and gentlemen, me and Ash, we used to ring each other almost every single day, and then we started doing a podcast and all communication stopped. Every ounce of communication just ceased because we were like, well, we'll save it for the pod.
Radio silence.
So unless we meet up on the podcast together, there's no conversation. So that time when we had like a month's worth of a gap, just didn't see or talk to each other for a month.
And we still talk about normal stuff, and then we realise, hold on, we save the normal stuff for Patreon. So we're better off just not talking at all.
Yeah, we just leave that. That Patreon episode with Daryl was absolutely fantastic.
It was the best.
It was very enthralling.
It was the best I've heard. I was
it's just interesting
glued.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
If you're not aware, obviously we run a fucking Patreon alongside this where we do a 30 minutes plus.
It was definitely over for it was almost an hour.
Yeah,
it was longer
than
the main episode.
I think the longest Patreon we'd done was like an hour and 12 minutes or some shit like that. But yeah, every week we do an exclusive after this. Patreon.com/ what's the buttons, I believe. And yeah, Daryl, who was on last week's episode, did the Patreon with us. And he was in the army and did close protection and all sorts of crazy shit. So we were just talking about that, like, in depth, but at the same time, I love that he was like, look, I've signed an NDA.
Like, yeah, he's respectful.
I can only talk about so much. And it was just very, very interesting. I completely forgot in the moment that we was doing a podcast, because obviously I talk to Daryl, and I know you do a hell of a lot. We play D&D with the geezer, you know what I mean? Like, we do a lot of stuff outside of the pods and work and all that shit. So we've spoken a hell of a lot about all of his stories and shit, but every single time we talk about it, it's just so interesting. Even the shit that I already know, it's just mega interesting. I almost feel bad that was a Patreon episode, because so many people won't get to hear it. But at the same time, I like that it's locked behind a paywall, because to me it just felt like a bit of gold.
Honest, that if you're gonna pay for Patreon, that's probably the only episode worth listening to, and then I'd cancel. Because everything else is just about poo, piss, and ice cream.
It was decent, though.
It was good.
If there's that's definitely the one for way later down the line, if we ever have. Because what we do every now and then is, if for whatever reason we can't actually record a podcast episode, we throw out one of the Patreon episodes from months before. Just sort of give people a taste. It's called Patreon for the People, so that is definitely on there for the fucking contender wherever in the future, whenever if we have to call upon an episode to tide people over, that is 100% the episode we're going with.
100%
fantastic.
I'll listen to it again. I've listened to it twice as well.
Have you?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I listened to it as soon as it came out when you said, oh, mad episode. So I listened to that, and then I was talking to geezers at work about it, and they were interested, so I popped it on the way home.
Mm.
And we listened to it again, and I was just as enthralled as last time.
Yeah, it's
very
crazy,
good,
man.
Very good. Well done, Daryl, you fucking prick.
And now
I texted him saying that was sick. Very good. Well done, mate.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the Monday episode where he digged me out about a couple of things, and then I just said, you fat ginger cunt or something. I take it all back. So
he did say, he's like, oh, Ash texts me, you weren't happy. I said, yeah, I know.
That's good. You got to take the shots, man. Big enough to give it, big enough to take it.
How's old fucking Lego D&D figures released the other day? We were eager for them.
Yeah.
I've ordered 12.
Have you?
Yes.
Wow.
It's she won't hear this because obviously this will come out on Monday, but it's mine and Steph's anniversary tomorrow.
Congratulations.
And
how long?
Six years.
I was gonna say six.
And she obviously likes D&D and Baldur's Gate and things like that, and obviously where we play it. And once I saw yours, obviously we all knew that we was all gonna get them eventually. And I was like, you know what, fuck it, let me buy 12, six for her, six for me. If I fucking get one that she's got, vice versa, then we can have a little swapsie and then see who's got what. But fucking kudos to you for not getting a replica.
Man,
how many did you buy? Six?
Yeah, so there's 12 to get. I bought six and I only wanted three of them. And I bagged the three that I wanted out of the six that I got, which was mental.
Crazy.
I couldn't believe it. So I opened the first, I think I opened the first two and they were jaff, rubbish, didn't want them. Well, I mean, they're fine, but I didn't want them. And no, it was the first one, I think. And then I said to Gem, I was like, look, you open one and I'll tell you what one I want. And originally I just said, I want the Mind Flayer. And she opened it and she was like, oh no, sorry. I was like, all right, don't worry. And then she was like, oh, but I really want to see you be happy. I want to open it and see your happiness. So I said, we'll do some more then. She's like, no, I don't want to. I was like, all right. So I opened the next one. I was like, you look for me. And she went, oh. I was like, yes, gassed, got the Mind Flayer, so happy. And then I said, she was like, oh, no, I'm sad because I want, now there's no excitement. I was like, no, because I want these two as well. She banged the next two out. I was like, it doesn't matter what the last one is.
Yeah.
It's done. So yeah, I was well happy with that. The odds of that, mad. Three out of the 12.
I will be using whatever I get next week at fucking D&D, 100%.
I'll bring my Mind Flayer. I'll bring Rain just for companionship, but I've got my figure. I just need to get Connor to glue it before we start.
Yeah, I ain't fucking glued any of mine together or anything.
Literally just need him to glue it to the base. It's done.
Is it not painted?
No, I don't care about painting it. I don't need painting, bro. I might leave it there for Connor to paint, but yeah. You don't need paint.
You can
I'm
sort
quite
this out.
Content with
Daryl. Daryl's painting his figures at the moment.
You know, Daryl's a fucking loser. Yeah, he done army shit, but he's a fucking loser.
He is a loser.
Let's have it right.
He's a big, big, sweaty nerd.
And he's just sitting in his room. Oh, fucking trees. I'm such a tree geezer. And then he's painting figures because he's got nothing else to do.
We went into Nerdbase and that geezer, it was quite busy in there. He let out the biggest fart in front of all these people. So upstairs where there's absolutely no soundproofing whatsoever. I was like, you fucking animal.
There's only three things that geezer cares about, right? And all in his words, not his words, but this is how he says it. So it'd be guns, testicles, and puss. That's all that geezer cares about. So he doesn't give a fuck if he's farting in front of a bunch of nerds,
does
he?
So funny.
And eight bees. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Getting him to do that little run that he does. Yeah. That's fucking hilarious, that is.
Should be good, man. I'm fucking Space Marines 2.
Yeah, I was looking at that, yeah.
Yeah, early access or early release was yesterday, day before for NA and all that shit, but Europe was yesterday. And that releases on Monday, Tuesday.
I thought it was out, man.
No, yeah, it's out early. Like, if you paid the big edition, you got 4 days early.
So
early
you can buy the big edition now and get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you wanted to spend, I think it's like £85 or something like that. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nah, I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it?
I will do, but not now.
I'm torn because it's crossplay between Xbox and PC, not on PlayStation. Everyone that's playing it at the moment, i.e. Connor and Jay and his mate, are on PC and Xbox.
Well, fuck Connor and fuck
so
Jay.
So I'm torn as to what I'm going to fucking grab it on. You know what I'm saying?
Are you asking me if I'm getting it? Is that what we're getting at?
That, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the question. That, yeah. Because right. The thing is, like with Connor, I work with him 5 days a week.
You've had enough of him.
And most of the time I'm with him.
Yeah, you've had
for
enough of him. Just
10
say,
hours
just say
a day.
It. You don't need to skirt around the nonsense.
Sometimes I'm sick of him. There's sometimes in the morning where he hasn't even said anything to me and I just look at him. I go, you're already pissing me off.
Yeah, that's just.
I'm
that's
open
just,
with him
that's
about
friendship,
it. I just say
bro.
To him, I go, you're annoying me. I don't know why, but you are just annoying me. And he accepts it and he annoys me even more.
That's friendship. That's what happens. You're with each other all the time. You're just like, I love this guy. He's a geezer. I love him dearly. And then he'll just move in a certain way. And you'll be like, well, that fucked me off.
Yeah, literally.
He'll scratch his head and you'll be like, why'd you do it like that, you fucking idiot? But he won't say that.
He borrowed some petrol out of the van and put the can back empty. And I was fucking livid.
Exactly.
It had no consequence to my day whatsoever, but I was still annoyed about it. Because I was like, you fucking
it's just friendship,
dirty cunt.
That's just how it goes, bro. It's
so, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't actually looked at a whole lot of Space Marines because I just know I'm going to buy it.
It looks really good. It's got some amazing reviews. And what all I've seen of it, and this hasn't been said, but what I get from it is I've heard that it's a 10-hour campaign, so not too big. Which is fine. And normally games like that, I'm like, yeah, I'll get it, but you know, it's pretty short. But when I look at that, all I see is Gears of War. Mm-hmm. So I just see sick Gears of War multiplayer.
Yeah.
And I think, is there legs in that? They've done a big roadmap of like loads of shit.
Like
coming
four
up.
DLC or yeah, some shit like that.
And all sorts of stuff. So it's got a lot of legs and it's got good reviews. So unfortunately not crossplay between everyone. That's gonna hurt the multiplayer part of it, which is disappointing.
But I don't think they've ruled that out. I don't think they've...
Okay, well, if the multiplayer's popping off, then they need to bang that, because this can very quickly fill the niche that that Helldivers 2 has left, because people are jumping shit.
This is what I was going to say, is that I saw a little meme of someone. It was like, we're going to let Super Earth burn. Mm-hmm. And then they were like playing Helldivers, and they just closed the game, uninstalled it, and then opened space. I was like, yeah, you know, that's exactly what's going to happen.
There's only one reason and one reason alone why I haven't already bought the super duper version of this game.
Mm.
And that is because once I go into this, I'm not going to be interested in Black Myth Wukong, Baldur's Gate, Dungeons and Dragons. I'm going to be like, let's fucking play Warhammer, boys.
Yeah, it's going to... I know. And even more so, that gets me more hyped for it as well, is you just know that Henry Cavill's just sitting there banging it out. You know what I mean? You just know that he is fucking... And if Superman is fucking nerding that out, The Witcher is nerding that out, then he's our almighty leader.
He is the leader of the nerds, man.
If
God
there,
to us.
Yeah, if there is a God... then it is Henry Cavill. Yeah, simple as that. The 100%. Fact that geezer missed the fucking call to be Superman because he was playing World of Warcraft. You know what I mean?
Well, he's a Don. He's a Donny. He is the man. He is everything that I wish I was. And unfortunately, I'm not. But yeah, ironically, I was in a shop, vape shop, the other day. And it's a vape shop I haven't been in a long time. But last time I was in there, he was kind of like mainly vapes. Like he's advertised as a vape shop. It's called a vape shop, something like that. But he's just sold so many Pokemon cards and shit in there. And when I was into Pokemon, I was in there looking at his cards, talking to him for far longer than my allotted lunch break, to be honest with you. But I added him on Pokemon Go. We're friends on there. And I haven't been in there in so long, like 2 years, I think it was. And then I went in there the other day. All the Pokemon stuff's gone. You're selling Warhammer now.
Yeah, of course.
So now I'm in there just like, you are...
Yeah, you're a cunt.
You're a cool guy.
Yeah, but a cunt at the same time.
Because now I'm just looking at
Warhammer. Do you know how expensive Warhammer is?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have some of
that
shit...
I used to collect it when I was a kid, man.
Some of that shit is fucking mega. Mega, 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 mega.
You've got everything in there, like battleships, big battleship things built and painted and... Like, to have that... I could easily spend a fortune on that stuff. Yeah. And that's why I haven't bought Warhammer.
It's dangerously scary, because one of the things that we absolutely love about collector's editions is the statues that we get from them.
Yep.
That is basically Warhammer, because you look at these statues and you go, oh, wow, the fucking detail's amazing. Look at this and the colours and rah, rah, rah. Warhammer is that. The detailing that goes into those figures and the fucking painting and the aesthetics and all that sort of shit. They make some fucking... The minute you get involved with that, where you actually know what you're looking at, if you show me these figures and I actually know what they are and what they do, it's curtains.
Yep.
Bank account has a funeral. You know what I mean? Like, it's just fucking ridiculous.
I'll have a look at Warhammer Space Marine on the PlayStation Store.
You know, you know, the other episode that we did when we were talking about the star points, whatever, on PlayStation, where quickly redeem them. You know, I got like a fiver out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fucking PlayStation Plus took that, didn't it?
Yeah, nice.
Like, no, you bastards. No, so I'm not even fucking playing my PlayStation. That's your fault as well, because you was like, oh, I'll just buy the monthly one, bro, and then just keep it running. I ain't fucking turned the PlayStation on since I bought that cunt. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but then, I told you to do that and then
cancel it because you only wanted to do it for one specific thing.
No.
And you obviously haven't cancelled it because you're a penis muncher. Warhammer 2 40k Space Marine available on the 9th of the 9th.
You get it on fucking CD case for 40 quid.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in that shit. I'm interested in the big boy edition.
You can get the big boy edition for 60 quid.
I can't see the big boy edition.
Oh, no, it's a PC. 7 out of 10 on Steam, yeah?
Warhammer Space Marine 2. There's no super duper edition on there.
Yeah, because it might. I don't know. Someone. Oh, we've got the pros and cons, have we? Here we go. Someone's put pros. Impressive visuals with lore-accurate art direction. The brutality and bleakness of the 40k universe are masterfully conveyed. Superb combat system that equally rewards skill, resource conservation, and a tactical team-orientated approach. Solid variety of enemies, all of which have unique behaviors, movesets, and abilities. Bosses that evolve their movesets dynamically and are highly challenging on the harder settings. The 40k lore is accurately transposed and faithful to the series canon. Enjoyable, well-written storyline compounded by plausible characters and interesting events. And in the cons, AI companions aren't smart enough for complex objectives and can't be ordered around or customized. Balancing issues make some weapons redundant or useless. Both of those things are very easily fixable in a patch.
Mm-hmm.
And then bugs and issues. Rarely, your character may be thrown in the air by bugged collisions after being hit in melee. And that is about it. Content and replay value. It took me around 16 hours to complete Space Marine 2 on Angel of Death difficulty with two AI teammates, taking extra time to explore all locations thoroughly. After that, operations and PvP modes greatly extend the content with their high replay value. The story is instead linear, and there's no reason to replay it except achievements. Do I recommend it? Absolutely. Even if you're not a 40k fan and just enjoy action games, this is a solid pick. Even better if you have two friends to tag along. The best experience is in co-op. Oh my god, Daryl said he wanted to get it as well.
Did he?
Yeah, he was all over it.
Well, guess what game console he plays on?
He barely fucking...
Well, yeah, but what...
Barely plays it, does he? Here we go. Visually and artistically, few games can equal the desolate beauty of Space Marine 2. From the enormous Tyranid swarms laying waste to all, to the iridescent distortions of warp powers and the blast of Cadian artillery. Everything looks and sounds amazingly crisp. Settings are varied and rich in detail, with more than a few impressive landscapes. Weapon sounds, dense effects, and excellent voice acting only give further emphasis to the action-packed battles you'll engage in. The gory finisher animations, different based on enemy faced and weapons used, add great emphasis to the destruction of tougher foes. It looks very good. People are saying very good things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the main campaign story and the co-op story are different. I don't think that they're the same. So it's got that going for it. What are you looking at?
There's no way to buy it in the UK.
What, not on the PlayStation Store, no?
On any version other than the normal version. It can't. It's on the PlayStation Store, but only in dollars. When you click on it, it's like, no, you can't do that. So I don't know why you can't get the good edition. Weird. Don't understand.
I don't know. Well, you've only got to fucking wait.
I am an impatient fuck.
You only have to wait a weekend.
No, I don't want to wait a weekend.
Well, fucking tough tits.
Well, no.
You have to wait a weekend, wouldn't you? You've got no fucking choice.
I guess what? I'm off next week, so lovely jubbly.
Yeah, you're right. No, yeah, you can't buy the big boy edition for some reason. I don't know why.
It's weird.
Money oh, no, you table. Can there, right there. Ultra edition.
What?
Right there.
Where? How? What?
Hmm? You got the gold edition for 85
quid. How have you got that up on?
Because I'm not fucking stupid.
Show me. Show me your
right
phone.
Right there. Right there.
Oh. How have you done this?
On the app.
Warhammer 2.
Why have I got to show you every...
Look, where is it then?
What? Space Marine, yeah, click that.
Clicked it.
Right. Now, where it says PS5, click that.
Oh, yeah, because that's obvious. Click the PS5 button.
Yes, of course it's obvious.
What, so you click the PS5 button?
To literally anyone under the age of 50, that's obvious.
Didn't know that. Cool. Gold edition, 4 day early unlock.
And the smile on your face tells me that you genuinely didn't know that.
Of course I didn't. Why would I spend the last 30 minutes doing this while you were rabbiting on? I didn't hear a word you said, by the way.
I knew that you weren't listening. That was more for the listeners rather than you. And you missed out on absolute gold
reviewership. I don't need to hear your shit to know that
it was
not
my shit. I was reading off of Steam.
Mm. Ultramarines Champion Pack.
What is the 95 quid one give
that's
you?
What I just said if you were listening.
The McCraggs?
McCraggs Chosen DLC McCraggs. Season Pass and Ultramarines Champion Pack. Get yours here today.
It looks very good. Yeah, I'm very, very
but
excited.
I know
for
what's going to happen is I'm going to get Space Marine 2 and then I'm all the way twisted back to sci-fi. I'm like Planet Earth. You're either in England or you're in Australia. I'm either fantasy or I'm sci-fi. I cannot be both at the same time.
Yeah, but you've been in fantasy for a while now.
Yeah, I know. But we got Dungeons and Dragons next week. I don't want to turn up there going, oh, I don't really care. Woo. Woo. You know what I mean? I just want to be on my fantasy thing. I'm reading fantasy books. You know, I'm fantasy. Plus, if I do that, then I'm like, oh, Star Wars again. And then I'll be like, oh, Star Wars Outlaws, and I'll be disappointed.
Star Wars Outlaws looks awful, doesn't it?
Although they have said they are like, they're going to sort the shit out.
Yeah, great. That's what we wanted, wasn't it?
No, obviously
fantastic
not.
Fantastic from a AAA studio. Oh, we're going to fix this. Still. Fantastic.
But yeah, I don't know. I think your mileage might vary on that, because I've seen a lot of people that are big Star Wars fans go, no, this is actually really sick. Mm. So, you know, if you just want a Star Wars game, then you might not really care. But if you are Star Wars, you might be like, fucking hell, that's Han Solo's carbonite prison, and be like, ah!
You got to be so careful with the fucking hate train, because I feel like all it needs is a couple of people to say something shit, and then everyone snowballs and latches onto that. And you only ever see a couple of clips, because ultimately, myself included, TikTok brain rot sets in for most people, and we have the attention span of about 10 seconds. So most of us won't bother watching full-length reviews or live streams or any of that sort of shit to actually see if true hands-on with the game.
That's a real thing, you know, because I sit there at night time, because whenever I turn everything off, I always like watch a bit of YouTube before bed.
Mm.
And I will literally put a video on for like, if the video is not really interesting me after about 8 seconds, I'll turn
you're
it
done.
Off.
Yeah.
It's mental. Yeah, and I'll skip forward through anything that's even minutely not interesting me.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. My attention span is gone.
Yeah, I'm actively trying to almost retrain my brain to actually fucking pay attention. Like, I started watching The Walking Dead again.
God, that's a good way of doing it. God almighty.
From the very beginning. And I started yesterday. And I actually put my phone across the other side of the bedroom just so I can fucking pay attention properly. Because I find that I start watching stuff. The minute that I'm not remotely interested, flicking on my phone, miss all of the lore. Every single little detail, all sorts of shit. It's pathetic.
How many
really.
Times did you go like that to get your phone and realise it was the other side of the room?
A couple. Yeah. Genuinely a couple. It's absolutely pathetic. You get even down to sitting down having a shit. I'm sat there for 40 minutes. The poo was done in 30 seconds. I'm sat there for 40 minutes because I'm fucking scrolling through TikTok.
If there's one series that does warrant looking at your phone, it's The Walking Dead. Jesus Christ, man. There's nothing. I don't think there's ever been a series like that I've given up on. About that,
I gave up on Walking Dead.
I got to like season 7 or so. I was like, I just can't do it.
The minute the tiger rocked up, I was like, I'm done.
I got further than that.
Oh, Ezekiel's tiger. I was like,
I'm done. Did you get to Negan?
I got to Negan. And fucking him battering Glennon and all that shit. And then, yeah, like I say, after that fucking...
Little pig.
I just fucking switched off, man. Like, I think when I was living with my mum, I think we stopped Sky or some shit like that, so I didn't really have a way to watch it. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I can't be arsed anyway. It was like, oh, here's a settlement. We're surviving, killing zombies. Yeah. Bad guy turns up. Bad guy ruins settlement.
Yeah, exactly. And
some of us die.
It's boring.
We go and find another settlement, kill bad guy.
And
we're fine, surviving.
For something that big, sometimes the acting and stuff is so bad. So bad, bro. But yeah, it's one of them, like, I could never go back and watch it again.
Apparently, the Telltale games are really good.
Yeah. They're not Walking Dead though. They're nothing to do with The Walking Dead. They're like their own separate thing. It's called The Walking Dead.
Are they not canon from the comics?
Oh, maybe, but then the characters are nothing to do with The Walking Dead. I played, I think, the first one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's like the games that you like yeah. Quarry and that, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's pretty cool. Pretty good. Do you know the Rad Brad?
Sorry?
The Rad Brad on YouTube?
No.
Oh, he's one of the biggest gaming YouTubers.
Oh, rings about, actually. The Rad Brad.
He named his daughter after Clementine, which was the girl.
It's a very nice name.
Yeah, it's a very nice name.
The Rad Brad. Have you been looking at any of the Black Ops 6 shit?
I haven't seen a thing. I've heard of it, and I'm just so like, shut the fuck up, I'm not interested.
Bruv, that looks so fucking sweaty and toxic and mind-numbingly boring.
Well, it just looks like COD.
It looks fucking terrible. Not the game itself, but I just know that it's just going to be so sweaty.
It's the same thing every time, isn't it? It's like, oh, get hyped up, COD, yeah. Oh, look, they've done this thing, and wow, it's amazing. Game comes out, it's like, shit. And then the last one was the best game ever.
Yeah.
But when that came out, that was the shittest game ever. So I'll probably buy at some point. I'll probably play COD again, but... I've just got zero interest.
COD is simply, especially with the unfortunate downfall of Battlefield, there is no other fucking alternative. So if you want to play like a bog standard fucking first person shooter, it's like FIFA or fucking EAFC now, and PES. No one's playing PES, bro.
PES don't exist no more, bro.
Exactly.
It's called This Is Football, and it's a constantly evolving online thing, apparently, I think.
Exactly.
But there is a new football game that is being made that is supposed to rival FIFA.
But you're trying to occupy a space where there's already a fucking penultimate, I feel like.
There's no room. It's a juggernaut. Yeah, it's got all the licenses.
After 2042, I feel like that Battlefield's just fucking so far behind. But also, they're incomparable as FPSs, because the movement alone, COD is so more fucking arcadey.
I hate Battlefield almost more than any other game on the planet, because I love Battlefield. The last one came out and it was fun for a week, and my ultimate game died for that. Star Wars Battlefront 2 got canned for that. They stopped everything for that shit.
Mm.
And did they say they're going to make a Battlefront 3? No. They're going to make another Battlefield.
Yeah.
I just want Star Wars Battlefront. That's what I want.
Well, and as well, wasn't it fucking frying over the PlayStation as well? They were saying that they haven't got enough IPs or anything like that. Fucking start remastering some shit and start making some new... Give me Days Gone 2.
Yes, please.
When I read that article, all of the comments underneath it, Days Gone 2, every single one, fucking make Days Gone 2. Why have we not done that? Bring back Killzone. There's your fucking...
It's mainstream media, man. They shit all over stuff.
Bring back the Resistance. You remember Resistance?
Fans love these games. And they're the ones that matter. Look at Concord.
Fucking
listen,
hell.
Listen to fans, and because they're the ones that are going to buy your stuff, and then go, oh, millions of people want Days Gone 2. We should probably make that.
People, I don't understand why no one can understand this. Helldivers 2 was incredible when that first came out. The buzz around that game and the community around it, you felt like you was at war. You know what I mean? You was part of the fucking... You're part of the movement there.
It's just cool. It's just a big encompassing thing that gets players sucked into.
And social media helped with that so much. And it was so fucking fun.
It was unique, man.
Yeah, very unique. And then they did what every other fucking cunt does, and they slowed down bringing out fucking content. Didn't bring out enough content. And then when they did bring out content, it was so fucking minute and shit. And then they started nerfing guns and things like that. So what you just did is you turned all of your player base fucking away from you. And then they had the whole shit with Sony and the PlayStation Network and not actually being able to fucking purchase Helldivers 2 in like 75 countries and all sorts of shit like that. And now you got Space Marine 2, which is just taking all of that player base and fucking plonked them there instead. And no one was listening to the community there. No one at all. It's like, these are the people that are playing. Yes, you've made this game. Well done. Fantastic. as the player base, we're now telling you what you need to do to improve it because we're the fucking consumer. Listen to us. This is what we want. No one listens. Game goes dead. Fucking developers or companies, whatever, Sony sits there and they go, oh, we don't know what's happened here, blah, blah, blah. And it's the same shit with everything else. We're all sitting here screaming for certain things. I would love another Killzone. I fucking loved Killzone. Absolutely fantastic. We want another FPS. Give me another Division. Give me another one of them. Give me another fucking Killzone. Give me another Resistance. Why the fuck we haven't picked that up is beyond me. And then Days Gone 2. You know how much fucking money you would make with that? But no, let's make a fucking skin. A skin in COD, a skin in fucking Fortnite. You know, like, it gets me wound up, man.
I understand.
Because we're all part of the same community. When you finally made me play Days Gone properly, and Mark, and anyone else that had actually played it, bruv, that is one of the best games I've ever played.
It's phenomenal. It's a great game.
That was the first game in a very long time where I've picked that up and could not put it down. I could not put it down. And I paid attention to the story. I paid attention to the fucking missions I was doing. Fantastic. And that's a game where I'd picked that up multiple times and never saw it through. But then after that, brother, I was like, this is fucking incredible. That is the best zombie game I've ever played.
Days Gone was the reason I stopped listening so much to mainstream media and reviews, because I booked the day. I was so gassed that game, I booked the day off for it. And I remember Mortal Kombat, I can't remember which one, X, I think, came out on the same day. I'm not a big fighting fan, blah, blah, but I booked the day off and the reviews came out for Days Gone and they were shit, man. They were like sixes and sevens and fives. And I was just like, man. So I went and bought Mortal Kombat and I was playing it and I was like, well, this is not what I booked the day off for.
Yeah.
I wanted Days Gone. So I was on the internet and all I kept seeing was people on Reddit and shit just going, don't listen to them reviewers, bro. This game's sick.
Mm.
I was like, fuck them, man. So I went out and I bought it and I was like, I am not seeing the issue here.
Mm.
What am I seeing? What am I getting wrong for this not to be a really fucking 9 out of 10 game? This is phenomenal. This is great.
I'm convinced that most reviewers get fucking under the table money to pump out certain reviews for certain things because there's just some scores and shit like that where you go, no, you're talking bollocks. And the fact that it all comes from one individual as well.
Look at Black Myth Wukong at the moment. Well, that game is divvy money they've made.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
They've sold money. Like 27 million copies or some
ridiculous
shit.
Amounts of money. And the reviews are like, they're all right. Mediocre, but the game is fucking phenomenal. And everyone that plays it is like, this is so good.
Mm.
But the reviews don't get me wrong, they're not bad reviews, but they're not correlating. There's like something's going wrong here.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got all I just don't look at them, but I don't pay any attention to IGN, GameSpot, all them ones. I look at like
Reddit and Steam reviews what I look at.
And SkillUp and ACG and people that I know are gamers that understand what we like because you're a gamer, where I feel like a lot of people now are just, they're going into games and they're not playing the game and going, this is a really fun game. I like the gameplay loop. I like this thing. They're going, hold on, there's not enough women. There's not, why is this one not transsexual? Why is it? It's just too much politics shit in it. Rather than just going, the game's really fun. They're going, it hasn't got, like Black Myth Wukong, where's all the women? It's a game about fucking monkeys.
Yeah.
What are you on about? What the fuck are you on about? And I'll be honest with you, there's more women in Black Myth Wukong than monkeys. So if anything, where's the fucking monkeys?
Give me the monkeys.
I just don't understand.
I want monkeys.
And that's what I think people, the big reviewers are going in with now. They're going in looking at what games are not included in the games rather than what is actually in the game. Mm. Right? If there's a reason to be up in arms about something, then sure. But there's no reason to pick faults at things that don't need picking at. It pisses me off.
I'm with you on it. Tell me how the game plays. Tell me about the bugs. Tell me about the fucking the combat. Tell me about the story, the depth, the fucking visuals, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to know about any other shit. Just tell me about the game. I want to know about the game. I'm with you on that. I used to be an absolute slave to reviews.
Same.
An absolute slave. And if exactly the same as you with Days Gone, if I was looking forward to a game and then saw bad reviews, I wouldn't buy it because I'd think I'm wasting my money, rather than buying it myself and trying to work out whether I like this game or not. And I feel like that has become so much more difficult to behave in that manner when a game is 70 quid. Mm-hmm. And we're all fucking, we're all adults here, we're all trying to live our life, we're all in the same fucking world. And it's 70 quid is 70 quid. Whether you fucking earn X amount of money or whatever, that's still a fair chunk of dough to be throwing at a fucking game, especially when it's going to take up 2/3 of your fucking storage on your PlayStation. So you can't, so it's, it sounds so fucking old, but gone are the days where you could fucking rock up with 20 quid and then come away with 3 different games.
Oh, yeah, you know what 3 I mean? For 20 and that. Yeah.
Like you can't do that shit anymore. So you can't necessarily just buy games and test them, and with the returns policies of shit like that, especially from Sony, you fucking void the return policy the minute you download the game. I ain't even played the cunt, but if I download it, I can't fucking return it 9 times out of 10. So trying to actually figure out if the game's for you or not is so much more difficult. So then you're almost forced to look at reviews. And bro, reviewers like IGN, they can go fuck themselves, man. They're bullshit reviews. You don't look at any of that sort of shit. Like I say, Reddit and Steam is my absolute go-tos, just because they're direct from the fucking user. 100%. Concord, for example, that has to be a record breaker for release to fucking closure. And a big part of that is when you read the reviews, most people actually say the game's not that bad. That the gun feel and the combat and everything actually isn't bad at all. But you can just tell so blatantly that the developers just tried to throw themselves into that game. And what you ended up with is that you're playing characters that fucking don't fit the role that they're playing. And people don't like that. Yes, you're playing a first-person shooter where it's fantasy, but at the same time, if I'm some big, massive fuck, I shouldn't be able to bounce up and down the walls and fucking be stealthy and shit like that. You know what I mean? There becomes a point where it's like, no. And the fact that that game come with a price tag of 40 quid in a world, in an area where every single one of those games is free to play with a decent store and cosmetics, the fact that you're throwing a 40 quid price tag on that is a fucking slap in the face, because it's like, why the fuck am I going to pay 40 quid for that when I can just jump on anything else? The second thing that they fucked up on, which is probably the first thing, the announcement trailer for that game was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. That has to be one of the best announcement trailers I have ever seen. That was Guardians of the Galaxy in fucking game format, other than the actual Guardians of the Galaxy game. That looked fantastic. And then you fucked it right at the end by saying, 5v5, fucking... Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was not expecting it to be a multiplayer shooter.
No one was expecting that, and no one asked for that either. You're already in such a saturated market that they really, really could have done something real decent, because it's very rare that you watch a trailer and gain some form of connection with the characters in a fucking sub 3 minute trailer.
Yep.
And everyone fucking loved those characters. I can't remember their names, forgive me, but they looked incredible and I understood their personalities and I was excited for this, because I was like, what story is going to be portrayed here? What the fuck are, like, this looks sick. And then at the end, you reveal that it's a 5v5 mode for a fucking genre of games where there's a fucking billion of them, all free to play. It's like, oh, yeah, shit.
Rubbish.
And I feel like I had the same consensus as every other fucker that watched that trailer as well.
Yeah.
Because you see that and you go, this is fucking sick. And then, lo and behold, what, 2 weeks in to its release,
I was
dead.
Gassed. It's like, oh, it's a game in space. And they're fucking, oh, this is going to be great. And then, yeah, showed gameplay and I was like, huh?
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck?
Was it arena shooter? Yeah. What's going on here?
What it was, you know, in them fucking mobile games when you see the adverts for them and they look fucking like Raid Shadow Legends. Looks fucking sick. And then you see the actual gameplay. It's like a fucking 2-bit top-down fucking...
Black Myth Wukong. Yeah, really good. I think I'm on the final... Or kind of the final boss I got to them last night and I was fighting them, and they beat my ass a couple of times, 3-4 times to be precise. But I know that there's more after that, but it's like in a roundabout way. It's not like a... I think once I've done this, it's going to be credits, and then it's like, oh, but then there's like a prologue-y kind of thing. Go and do this. If you've done this, prerequisite. So yeah, it's a mixture of many games, man. It's Souls-like, it's God of War, it's Sekiro, it's Ghost of Tsushima, and it's unique in its own right as well. It's very, very, very good. I haven't got a clue what's going on.
Well,
it's just it's Chinese like mythology, and I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
So it's one of them where once I finish the game, I'd like, because it's all novelized, so I'd like to read the novel so I actually have an understanding of what's going on. Because I think you'd get more out of this game if you knew the lore, if you knew who Wukong was and why he does it, what he does. Although, don't get me wrong, I'm not blind. I know where I'm going, why I'm doing it.
I know what you mean, yeah. The actual lore.
But there's a lot of things that's like, who are you and why are you now a problem?
Mm.
You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, yeah.
Especially if there's a book explaining that.
Yeah. And I know a lot of it's told in the journal, but I don't read the journal. Because I don't... Because it's got... this is a pet peeve of mine. And I don't know if anyone else has this issue or if it's just my weird brain. But I hate games that when you kill an enemy... I love it when they've got a log and you can click on it and it says this is the enemy and this is what it does. Oh, I love that. And this has all got 3D models, so you can click on anybody and then turn them around and look at them. It's really good. But I hate it when it says 6 of 24 or something like that. Because I'm like, well, I know there's 24 enemies in this game.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I'd like to find that out myself, so I don't ever go on the journal. But I know that does a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to that stuff. But yeah, I was just as confused as you with this game, because I actually messaged the guy on PlayStation about it that I knew was playing it, and asked him, because he's a big Souls fan, what he thinks of it. And he says it's really good. He thinks I like it. But what I always saw when I watched all the trailers, it just looked like a boss rush game to me. It just looked like boss after boss after boss. And and essentially it kind of is. Like, there's open world zones. But it's a streamlined chapter thing. But you can travel back to anywhere you've been via like teleporting through the bonfire, if you like, site of grace, whatever you want to call it. There's big open maps, and they're a lot bigger than you initially think. I've got lost so many times, missed so much stuff because I'm watching one of my favorite YouTubers play it alongside me, but I always make sure I'm ahead of him. And the amount of times I've been watching his video and he's gone somewhere and found something and like started a new boss or something, I was like, fuck. So I've had to pause the video, go on it myself, go to that area, do it before I can carry on watching. There's so much stuff to miss, so many things, which is the best, because then it rewards exploration, right? And finding and discovery. There's loads of
secret bosses in this shit as well.
So many. Yeah, it's just like kill a mob.
Because it's not a long campaign.
Bro, I've been playing it 40-odd hours.
Oh yeah, I think if you're streamlining and shit, I don't think it's that long. I think it's below 30 hours.
I don't know. I don't know. But I like to make sure I've gone around every area.
Yeah, that's if you're fucking beaming it, I guess. I'd love to, because I know that I'd enjoy it. I just know I would. But I'd love to be able to say, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to play it. But I'm just not. Because the season starts for WoW next week and then I'm gone.
So there's no point in me getting Space Marine then?
No, I get it, because I genuinely want to play Space Marine. I think that looks sick.
For a week.
But yeah, the season starts, and with that, the raiding starts, and we're already scheduled in for fucking next Wednesday is when we're doing Wednesdays and Sundays. And so I just know that the in-between of that is me trying to fucking gear up.
That's fine.
And I'm also playing as a healer this expansion as well, so I'm far less expendable. I'm creme de la creme. I'm a necessity here, and I can't fucking wait to be one. It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, Wukong is one of the games where you're constantly unlocking stuff as well, which is one of my favourite things. So you get like 25 hours in and you're like, whoa, a whole new skill tree just unlocked, because I've unlocked an ability that I didn't know I was going to unlock. They're the best ones, because I'm like, wow, now I can do this.
One of our mates that we're working with, Roman, very addictive personality, much like ourselves. and he downloaded Diablo Immortal the other day. He used to be a big time gamer, but now he sort of said like he's a very, very avid runner. So he's like, if I start gaming, he was like, all of that goes out the window. So he was like, I fucking stay away from it because I've been there before. And yeah, he downloaded Diablo Immortal the other day and he texted me and he was like, I'm 90 quid down. This is a free to play game. He was like, I'm 90 quid down. And I don't know if I sort of like squashed his hopes and dreams with it, because I read in the reviews the other day of how it is still pay to win.
Mm-hmm.
And went through and explained it to him. And I was like, he was like, you got to play it. He was like, you got to play it with me. I was like, no. I said, I've been down that road before. I said, me and Steph went to fucking Lanzarote for three days and four nights or some shit like that. And I was like, we spent the entire time playing Diablo Immortal. I was like, I can tell you. I said, I've had my fucking fix. I said, and I hit that wall and I stopped playing after that because I refused to pay any money for it.
And rightly so, man.
So
you shouldn't be paying money like that in games.
It's just ludicrous, a straight pay to win. And after all these years, it's still a pay to win. So I went on Reddit. I fucking explained it all to him and he hasn't hit that point yet. So I was like, you let me know when you've hit that fucking paywall and you've got to start spending big money and you tell me whether you're spending the money or if you just fucking stopped. So yeah, that's your week, bro.
Yep.
Right, Patreon then.
Yeah, this is where the good stuff is. next week, yeah, should be here next week. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it'll roll into fucking pre-D&D, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be the excitement episode.
Yeah, decent. Right, good. Catch everyone next week then. See you later. Ooh-roo.
Ooh-roo.